Welcome to the Government Technology Insider podcast series. I'm your host, Matt Langan. Today, we're speaking with Nick Spies, who's the chief federal technologist for Snowflake, who will discuss how systems integrators can best build solutions the right way that offer scale and capability that legacy systems don't offer, and much more. And Nick, thanks for joining us again.
Hey, very much a pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Sure. Let's jump right in. If you don't mind, please tell us about how collaboration in the cloud can help federal agencies to best share data with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the biggest problems we've had in the past with a lot of legacy architectures on-prem especially is the cost associated with massive amounts of scale. If agencies want to share and collaborate data from on-premise location to on-premise location, the methods of doing that are both very expensive and also require a scale that even beyond cost constraints might just be impossible. This is where the cloud added a lot of early value to a lot of organizations that could rent compute time as they needed it, but those capabilities expanded to being able to scale out architectures as big as you needed to get to meet whatever requirements or demand your workload had. Data sharing is sort of the last evolution of this. As we talk about data moving from place to place, when it's in a cloud, powered by things like object storage, which is a phenomenal capability, that allows data sharing at a scale we've never seen before and that would never have been possible on-prem.
Okay, great. Well, clearly systems integrators play a big role in building out these kind of solutions. If you don't mind, tell us how and why building these solutions the right way at the start can offer this scale and capabilities that legacy systems typically don't offer.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I talk about database all day, every day, and it's a fact that our customers don't. We go and access our data via the applications that have been built for our purposes. And it's very difficult to get an application to be sort of a silo breaker or a universal solution for data sharing. So it has to be an underlying technology that powers that movement, that powers that sharing. And so when we talk about FSIs building these applications for the government, things like the CARES Act handling or the Affordable Care Act from the previous administration, these large scale efforts and the applications that are built to support them have got to have this data sharing and massive scale in mind. We can see the disaster that the Affordable Care Act marketplaces were when they were first released. And a lot of those problems weren't on the engineering side. They were just the capabilities of the technology that it was built upon. We've evolved since then, and we can meet a lot of this scale in the cloud today where we couldn't before. So if you're building an application for the government to support a proposal or a contract or a technical requirement, keep in mind the underlying infrastructure that you use to build that application needs to support the scale that you expect. What I like to say a lot of times is the 80-20 rule still applies here. If you're an FSI, 80% of your solution can probably be a commercial off-the-shelf product like Snowflake that can meet that massive cloud scale and concurrency requirements. And that top 20% where the FSIs really add their value is what makes that solution the solution for that government customer. Custom code, custom dashboards, custom development on top of those commercial products to meet that scale and elasticity requirements.
Outstanding. You know, in many ways, Nick, you answered my next question about how Snowflake can help in this effort, but let's perhaps go a little bit more on that. Go a layer deeper on Snowflake's support in this arena.
Absolutely. Snowflake is very happy to be evolving itself. We talked about sort of how the industry is moving. Snowflake is moving in lockstep, and I think I'm very confident that we are on the bleeding edge of what is happening in cloud infrastructure, especially when it comes to data collaboration and sharing. Snowflake is an all-in-one platform that has evolved into what we're calling the data cloud. We have over 100 contributors putting data into an open exchange and marketplace that allow our customers to enrich their own data from experts that know that space and that data best. As an example, if you need census data, why would you try to copy down census data from some obscure internet site? You would go to the Census Bureau where that data would be original and in its best prepped form. This is sort of an evolution of what we consider to be the single source of truth. It used to be that my single source of truth was what my data was telling me. But actually, a single source of truth now should be a data cloud source of truth. Get subject matter experts, get data experts, and have that data gained and added to your ecosystem so that you can combine it with your own data, enrich it, and get the insights and information that you need. Snowflake treats data as a raw resource and helps you process that into insights from end to end with a phenomenal 6-workload platform that can enable anyone to join the data cloud and start sharing and collaborating in brand new, innovative, and cost-effective ways.
Awesome. Appreciate those insights there. Nick, as always, it's a pleasure speaking with you and appreciate you taking the time with us today. Before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Not that I can think of. They were great questions as always. I will add, if you want to find out what's going on with Snowflake, please check us out at snowflake.com/government or see us at trial.snowflake.com to try out the platform. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. This concludes this episode of the Government Technology Insider podcast series, where we spoke with Nick Spies, who's the chief federal technologist at Snowflake, who, as you heard, was kind enough to discuss how systems integrators can best build solutions the right way that offer the scale and capability that legacy systems typically don't offer. And Nick, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, and we'll see you.